Excuse me. Next case, please.
The next case is 11,750. Ron and Diane Ambremski seek a variance to reduce the rear yard setback, section 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Herring View Drive, approximately 0.6 mile east of Angola Beach Road. The 911 address is 33613 Herring View Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 746. Specifically, they're requesting a 5-foot variance from the rear yard setback. We received one mail return, no letters in opposition, and two letters in support. And letters in support are from David Furtwick. Sorry, I probably messed that one up, so I apologize. And that this letter serves as a support of the variance. As a member of the community, we feel the variance is necessary for the Ambreski family to construct a 3-season room on the property, and this new structure will not affect the property. And the next one is from Marie Sermelia, stating that, again, as a member of the property, they don't see the construction of the 3-season room and the deck on their property as an impact, and it will not impact their property. Thank you.
Could you state your name and address, please?
Emily Dunn, 31200 Phillips Branch Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
I am Pamela McDonald with Delco's Design and Build. My firm's been hired by the Ambremskis to construct a 3-season room on their property, which is Lot 133, also known as 33613 Herring View Drive. We are requesting a variance this evening to reduce the rear yard setback from 10 feet to 5 feet, reduce it in half. As you can see from the survey that was attached with the application, that 3-season room is only about a foot away from the rear building setback of 10 feet, so we would request that additional 5 feet to encompass that room. In addressing the criteria for the variance in relation to the uniqueness of the property, the irregular shape of this lot, which actually is shallowness, I'm sure you're all familiar with several of the builders' communities within Sussex County, do indeed have very small lots. In conjunction with the 25-foot front building restriction line, forced this home to be put in its final position, leaving just a little over a foot to that rear building restriction line. Can this property be otherwise developed? No, it cannot. Ryan Homes actually developed this lot prior to the homeowners purchasing it. It was, in fact, the last lot on this particular street that had been developed. Ryan Homes has since vacated the community. It's all finished. There were just a matter of 3 homes that were offered to fit on this lot. They were all very similar in size. This particular model was actually one of the smaller ones that was offered. So in fact, any larger house would have been closer to that building restriction line or potentially right on it. There is no alternative location for this 3-season room to be built. You can see again from the survey, there's a 10-foot building restriction line on both sides. And there is no other alternative location for that. This situation was not created by the applicant, the homeowners, who would be Ron and Diana Bremski. As I mentioned, the lot was developed by Ryan Homes prior to the Abremskis purchasing the lot. They had opted out of having the builder construct a porch at the time the house was being built, under the familiar misrepresentation that they could certainly do that at a future date. Their salesperson, in fact, suggested having it done after market because they would save a tremendous amount of money. They were not informed what the ramifications of this building restriction line were for the backyard. Number 4, would this 3-season room alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The variance, if permitted, allowing us to construct a 3-season room, would not alter the appearance of the neighborhood for many reasons. This proposed structure is very similar in size, proportionate to the home, almost identical to a lot of the other structures that have been built in the community by my firm as well as by other home improvement companies. There's no impact on the public as the property, this 3-season room is located on the rear of the property. The property behind the community is wooded. There is also a retention pond that's attached to that. So actually, the 3-season room would only be partially visible from either house on each side, the adjacent homes, as well as from the opposite side of the retention pond through the woods. I would like to point out those attached letters of support that Ms. Cornwell mentioned are from both of the neighbors on each side directly adjacent to this particular property. This is not detrimental to public welfare. It does not impact any of the other homes in the community. It doesn't affect any of the public utilities, and it certainly doesn't impede the flow of traffic within the community. It's not adjacent to any of the common areas, walking paths, sidewalks, anything like that. It's virtually invisible from the road. Minimum variance, number five. This variance would afford relief and is the least modification possible. The homeowners feel that the five-foot variance is the minimum required to accommodate their needed space. Obviously, to construct a three-season room or a deck or anything that was only 9 feet in depth really would not allow them any practical use of the space. There is a fireplace hut on the back of the house, which is approximately 2 feet by 4.5 feet. That would impede into their deck area if they stuck with the 9 feet. Another thing to point out is this neighborhood has been plagued from the beginning with mosquitoes and other bugs, and to have just a deck certainly would not allow them reasonable use of this space behind their home to enjoy some outdoor living. In addition, there have been some other variances granted for similar purposes in this community. The precedent has been set within the past 3 or 4 years as well.
All right. I have a question. On this street, this is the last one? Did you just come here?
Yes. This was the last lot developed on that street within the community.
And how many more do you feel that is in this area buying homes that have left like this that's going to need this?
It would be hard to say, but I would feel... I'd feel safe saying that you could potentially see this within at least another 10 to 15% of homes in the community.
10 to 15% mm-hmm. homes in there?
And it begs the question, how could Ryan Homes certainly have offered to build a porch at the time the house was being built?
And how long has this house been like this without this porch? You say that at the time they built it, they were told not to?
They were told they could get a more cost-effective price on a porch if they did it aftermarket as opposed to having it built with the house.
So how long have they been, you're saying, without it then? They've been... You're talking about the mosquitoes and whatever, but how long
yes,
have
they
been without this?
Yes, the house, since the time of construction, so the house
long?
Is, yes, it's been over a year and a half, over a year and a half.
So they opted out until now to
mm-hmm.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see if there's any further questions. Mr. Wortman, would you like to?
Question.
Yeah. Mr. Baker.
You said you. How many are out there lurking now?
I would feel safe to assume that you could have up to 10 to 15%. I'll be honest with you. This is my third one in this community alone, and I'll be applying for another fourth with Janelle in the next month.
Do you know of anyone that has talked to Ryan Homes?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no. And Ryan has been out of this community now for several months. There are still a few empty lots in the neighborhood. It's a waterfront mm-hmm. community, but they're owned by someone else.
So this was a selling point when they sold those homes?
It was. It was a selling point, and they're simply looking to try and do the same thing that everyone else in the neighborhood that has been permitted to do it has done.
And this board has permitted them to do that?
Yes, sir.
What you're saying, setting a precedence?
That would be correct. Yes, sir. I've come before the board before for the same sort of thing.
The board does not want to set precedent.
I know. It's. I know it's a touchy subject.
A lot of people go boo-hoo, Bud. That's my nickname, Bud, when I say this. But I don't like setting precedents. I know attorneys love it because they can go to the law library and get a case, you know.
Well,
case
this
history.
Is true. Thankfully, I'm not an attorney.
Case history, right?
Well, good point. Me neither.
And the first thing you know, the judge says, is mm-hmm. Do you have any other
now,
case history? So and so, 1963.
I should point out a good example of how this could be alleviated is another particular lot that was in a similar situation actually had enough space on the side to build a three-season room, which is what we did. And I can't speak for other contractors, but I certainly encourage all of my customers, if there's a way to build something without having to apply for a variance,
that's what we should do.
And
you're right on the right track, because I know Mr. Chairman's going to say sometime when you come back again and say, oh.
You're back.
Hey, I'm the third time, though. You're back again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's...
And 10-15% is left out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say all of those people will want the same need or want to have a three-season room. Some may opt just to build the deck, and, of course, we can encroach into that setback by 5 feet with no repercussions. So certainly that's a possibility for some of those people as well. I can't attest to that because, unfortunately, I've not quite met everyone that lives in the community just yet.
No, but every one of them has got this number three statement on every application.
Yep.
Hey, let me ask you another question. Where did this three-season room come from? I was an inspector for a long mm-hmm. time.
Well, I tell you, it's a gray area, and I'll tell you why. Because it's considered a three-season room with the county now if it's not if there's no heating and cooling in the room.
Okay.
So this particular room is a screen porch. My dilemma with both the county inspection as well as the electrical inspection, totally off subject, if we were to remove those four-track windows, those vinyl windows, it's a screen porch. Okay. Doesn't change what we're here tonight for. It just changes.
So you gave it the three-season approach.
It's going to have vinyl windows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can see where you're coming from. Okay. 10-15%, huh?
It's very possible.
Wow.
Right in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. No other questions.
I have none. Any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Excuse me. My colleague said something funny, and I...
No.
Let me get a hold of myself here. I'm sorry, did you ask for a motion?
Yeah, I said the chair will entertain the motion. Excuse me.
Chairman, I'll make a motion that we table case number 11,750 to our next regular meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we table case number 11,750 until our next regular meeting, which is April the 18th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Melfi? And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,750 is taken.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, gentlemen, I believe that is everything that we have for this evening. So if there's nothing else, nothing to report. Okay, then the chair will then we'll be open for adjournment.
Motion to want to ask
you. I'm sorry. Do you have a question?
What about that meeting up in Dover?
Oh, that meeting up in Dover. I had the two people give the names you needed.
I know Mr. Rickard was registered. I did not hear anybody else being registered.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard is.
You can't go. Okay.
So Mr. Okay. Rickard is registered. So when if you can't go, let me know.
Yeah, when you're disliked,
Mr. Chairman,
I've made a mistake a couple of times publicly, so I'd like to rectify that publicly. I've called Miss Cornwall, a couple of times. My apologies.
No,
it's okay.
It was a general, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I was trying to raise the rank there.
Okay, then.
It happens all the time.
Oh, wait, then. If there's nothing else, then records you're taken care of. Meeting is had a monkey delivered.
So moved.
Second. 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 Second.